gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, kids, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, nothing we're going to say, if you're still listening, by the way, means that there is no such thing as a sexually transmitted disease. There is. There are. But one of the ones that they've told you is not. Big Pharma wants you to know that you need their drugs, and they've done something to convince you that, well, something that isn't true is. We're going to get to that. Liam Sheff is on with me, author of Official Stories. Liam, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Robert.
Hey. So we thought the controversy was over after House of Numbers, the things you've written in Official Stories we've covered on the air here for many years. The idea that this HIV is really... we are not sure what it is because the tests don't test for it, but you've been getting some critique from, I don't know who these people are, but they're really, you know, they're riding for the Big Pharma brand, trying to hold on to this AIDS concept as it isn't, and convincing you that it is a pharmaceutical drug deficiency disease of some kind.
Yeah, there seems to be a new league of young bucks, I guess, champing at the bit to tear apart everything, and it seems to be more of a brand. Mm-hmm. Than a person. It's difficult to tell. It's a well-branded kind of name, Miles Power.
It's an orchestrated attack on you because of what you said about a particular study.
Well, it's an orchestrated attack on vaccines, on, I bet, Andy Wakefield, on people who talk about GMOs, on people who don't believe the 9/11 story. You name it.
Lump it all together.
They go after all of it. They don't care. And the thing is, so this guy is posting videos, and he takes my videos, and he takes House of Numbers, and he chops it up, and he essentially makes fun of us, and pretends he's giving reasonable information. And he's got a very reasonable I'm English voice, so you kind of listen, but then you go, wait a second. And so I wrote, he doesn't respond, you know, there's no response. Mm. I'm not apparently worth responding to, I'm not actually a person. You know, I'm an object.
Right.
You know, people on his site actually refer to people who they debate as it.
Yeah, well, and he pulled a lot of video footage from you, some from what we've recorded together, although the only thing in there was my hand going zero.
Well, let's talk about this. So he's attacking the Padian study, or is he attacking the movie House of Numbers or anything else that talks about the Padian study? And I've quoted the Padian study many times. I really like and respect the movie House of Numbers, and I love Brent for making it. I was interviewed for many, many, many hours. And most of what I talked about was HIV testing. At some point they needed, I guess, somebody to talk about the Padian study, so I guess we read some of that. At the end of the Padian study talk, I always say the same thing. The part that I always say was left out of the movie. It shouldn't be a problem. I mean, people shouldn't look at a movie and say, well, I'm done learning about something. People shouldn't look at a single video and say that. Right? So I didn't edit that movie, I didn't write it, but I respect it. So the Padian study goes like this. There were 175 couples. One person in each couple tested positive. One person tested negative. They let them have sex over 6 years. In the beginning of the study, they had relatively little condom use. By the end of the study, they had a majority of condom use. In the beginning of the study, they had a very large minority of anal sex, around 38%. By the end of the study, they had knocked it down to 8% because they were browbeating them to behave better, you know, to be more in line with what they thought was ethical, mm-hmm. right? Because Padian couldn't really run a study and say, no, just have sex the way that you do, because she's an AIDS scientist, and they imagine that they're ethically bound.
Yeah, they felt they were being responsible by counseling the couples to say, have what they consider to be safer sex, that concept.
Right.
Yeah.
So 26% or so of the couples never listen. And God knows how many, you know, they don't use condoms throughout their sex lives. And when they say they use condoms, condoms are a very slippery subject. Do you use it the first couple of pumps? Do you use it for the first act and forget about it for the second? People aren't very clear about what they mean by condom use, and the study is not clear at all.
Right.
If you're talking about deep French kissing, now if you say that I'm saying that you can get HIV from deep French kissing, I don't think you can get HIV from anything except an HIV test. But if you look through the AIDS medical literature, I can find you studies where they say they can cultivate their make-believe
stuff
in saliva.
Yeah, I remember in initial years earlier on where they say, yeah, we're finding it in saliva. And then the question is, why isn't everybody getting it from kissing? What getting it was? Again, the bigger question, coming back to House of Numbers. You know,
but it's political. I mean, the reason they said it's not from kissing, a kissing disease, is because everybody would lose their minds. So you can't even get it from oral sex, but you can, sort of, but it's very rare. But they don't talk about oral sex in the Padian study. God knows what they mean when they say condom use. I have an idea they mean somebody puts on a condom and starts to have sex. At the end of the 6 years of studying these people, they test them every 6 months. That's the longest duration of follow-up in that group. And this group, Miles Power Incorporated, whatever it is, says that that's a little arm of the study. I don't think it's a little arm to be doing it for 6 years and testing people every 6 months. They, at the end of that, they got a zero. The number of people who went from negative to positive, the number of people in that 175 couples who went from negative to positive was zero. Now, I know condom use increased, and I always say that in my talks. That didn't go into the video because I didn't edit the video. But I always talk about that. But it doesn't matter to me. Number one, they were couples before they got into that study. The entire study says the people they recruited were couples for a couple of years or so to decades. So I don't know how long these people were couples. It could have been 10 years, 5 years, 20 years. Doesn't that matter? And then they test them for 6 months, for up to 6 years, I mean, every 6 months, and they get a zero at the end of it. Well, I know they increased condom use. They still got a zero.
That zero has been argued in this other video to say, well, no, there's like 2 or 3 or something like that, which kind
of... No. He quotes the other part of the study. And there's a part of the study, they brought everybody in, they just tested them at baseline. They brought them in, and you start the game, you're at baseline, they test them. And then in that group, that large group, they found 68 women that were positive, but they had positive partners. They didn't study them over time. That's not a study. That's a, I don't know, data gathering. A study is when you do an experiment. At least, I'm talking about the experiment where you keep doing something. You have people in a kind of a container,
but the question,
you keep watching them, you keep testing.
Liam, the question that comes to mind again about what is this serial conversion that A, didn't happen, or B, it happened, but we didn't control for it. It really is relying on this so-called positive response to a nonspecific cross-reactive what?
Well, that's it. And that's what I said, you know, I guess didn't make it into that film, but I always say it in my talks. I'm sure I've said it on camera. I always say it when I talk about Padian. I say, sure, there were 175 couples, and yeah, the number was zero, and yeah, condom use increased, but so what? There were couples before. Nobody seems to care about that. It doesn't matter because there is no transmission. There's nothing being transmitted, because there's no test. That's it. That's my bottom line. I don't think that HIV is or is not a sexually transmitted disease, virus, whatever. I think that there's no such thing as an HIV test, and everybody who's ever been told they're HIV positive has been lied to. That's what I think. And I think that because it says in the scandalous volume of HIV literature that there is no test, that the test is polyreactive, that its proteins are synthetic and come up for every ailment under the book. Every immune, autoimmune, drug-induced, poverty-induced ailment makes these tests click. Because
what
they're
was
non-specific
it?
Polyreactive antibody tests, and that is how they work. The medical literature is full of papers on how to analyze and interpret them for risk group.
Mm-hmm.
That means if you're gay enough or black enough or poor enough, we like you for the test result. It's not about the Padian study. So don't hang me up on that.
Right.
You want to debate me? Let me finish the sentence. The Padian study doesn't matter because the tests don't work.
Didn't this make it into the film, though, House of Numbers, where one of the scientists argued that if you didn't dilute the blood, you know, extraordinarily, that there would be 100% positivity. I mean, the way they have to treat the blood in order to get the test and then be specific to say, well, you are or you aren't, we think, based on your ethnic status or what continent you live on, what kind of squalid condition. I mean, those are the things that make it, in my mind, the HIV test, for instance, a very racist test because it's targeting certain groups.
Well, the people who use it are enacting a thought form that goes back to, sorry, Nazi Germany, you know, or before. It's just
sure.
a tribal thought form. That, you know, you're black, you're, you know, it's in the Old Testament. You're not of our group, therefore your sexual life is suspect. That's called Bayesian interpretation of positive predictive value. They just have different words for it. The positive predictive value of your test, young boy from India or Africa, dark skinned, poor, the positive predictive value is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we think that the predictive value of this test, which is nonspecific, is good. If you test reactive, we think it's true. Ah, white suburban housewife, we think the positive predictive value of your test is very bad. If you test reactive, it's probably a false positive. They say that in the medical literature over and over again, and everybody knows in this field that that's how these tests work.
And then they claim that you are unscientific.
I don't know what the word science,
right.
science means to these people. It means they're gods and we're idiots.
Mm-hmm.
They're gods and we can't talk to them. They're gods. They can do whatever they want. They can steal whatever they want. They can lie as much as they want. They can lie to as many people as they want. And we're not allowed to even stand up and be counted as people. We're scum to them.
Yeah, there's a great arrogance involved in this. And, of course, they're in the club. We're not. But I'm not complaining about it. I just like to point out these absurdities as you
No, no, I don't want to be in their club.
No, no. We're not part. We don't need their approval. We're not asking for it. But I think the opportunity to relate this is so very important to me as well. And by the way, Liam, your response is published in total in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com for those that want to read it and review it. It may be posted elsewhere as well by the time we're on air right now. But this is what we want to do is put that out there for the folks that are not, let's say, hypnotized by the razzle-dazzle of even a British accent. For those of you listening on UK Health Radio, yes, you have charming accents. But we're not falling for it in this case with the attack on Liam or House of Number 3.
I should say, I know we're out of time in this segment, but I should say, you know, he doesn't take any of this into consideration. It's just not interesting, and I brought it up in post after post, and no response. So I'm done with them, and done with him. He doesn't care. He's not a real person. It's a group. Who knows? But the people out there, I believe you have a right to read the literature and make up your own mind. What you do is up to you. I genuinely don't care.
Right.
If you believe in the testing, go take the test. And if you want to take the drugs, go take the drugs.
Right. Well, when we come back from this break, John Strangis is going to join us with Liam Sheff to go further into this discussion. And check out all the links in the show notes, and you'll be up to speed on where we are. And we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Thanks for sure, you're not going to hear what we just discussed in the lame old media, nor with the eggheads that claim to be scientific. The sci-fiantist, as Liam, I guess, coined the phrase. Very well done. Liam, we're going to be joined by someone this segment as well. Perhaps you can introduce John Strangest to everybody so they know what this is all about to add to the conversation.
Hey, everybody. Well, I think we covered some of the details pretty well. John has actually lived the thing. So when little Miles Power, who's, you know, just a front man for Seth Kalickman and Brian Deer and all, you know, David Gorski, we know your names, guys. These guys who are funded to beat up on people who ask questions because they're the new priesthood. Little Miles sells a box of science on his website, and I don't know. I'm curious as to what's in it. You know, like an onion or a lemon and a cathode to make. You know, what's in it? And John posted something very funny. And John posted something very funny because he has a reason to, and he understands really what a box of science might really look like. So on that, John, what would you put in a box of science for Miles and the rest of the crew?
Hey, Liam. Yeah, I posted up a picture yesterday, actually, of my box of science. It was loaded with a triple bottles and all kinds of other medications like Bactrim, Zithromax. What else did I think of? Oh, my God. What else did they give me? That other drug that they give you a place of Bactrim, Dapsone. Yeah, that one, too. I loaded up a box with that. I took a picture of it, and I sent it to them, telling them, here's a box of science for you. My God.
Well, it sounds like a box of toxins.
Well, what is a tripla?
A tripla.
A tripla is one of the ARV medications. It's a combination of Sestiva, Favarenz, and Truvada, basically. ARV medications that they give to people for this HIV that supposedly destroys the immune system and so forth.
But, you know, the drugs absolutely destroy the very immune system they say they want to protect by killing this bad guy HIV that Liam has said so well. The test inserts claim they're not validated to be able to determine whether it's even there or not there.
Right. I mean, that's a lot of people don't know about this, but those tests do not detect an actual virus. They detect generic proteins or antibodies that could be generated in the body for Well, there's a paper online that says more than 70 conditions, but from what I've heard, now it's going up to more than 100 cross-reactions, and this list is a confidential list that's being used in court now by the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice. But just to review a few absurd ones here, because I have a list in front of me here, anti-carbohydrate antibodies, autoimmune diseases, like, for example, if you have lupus, don't go get an HIV test, you might cross-react. The flu vaccination, hepatitis, and I was tested positive for hepatitis in Italy, and I didn't tell them over here when I got my HIV test and stuff, and so no doubt I cross-reacted, and I doubt they even tested for the cross-reaction, and I don't even know how they test for the cross-reaction, because they don't give you no proof of whether or not they did so. However, moving from there, hepatitis B vaccination, hypergammaglobulinemia, high levels of antibodies, which no doubt I had after going through a heroin addiction in Italy because I was a stupid teenager and decided to follow my friends into that. Other retroviruses, which means probably your endogenous retroviruses. That's one thing they never explained is how, for example, the PCR test, the polymerase chain reaction, or what they call the viral load, how does it distinguish between the HIV virus and the 8% of viral genome that we have in our so-called junk DNA? Another thing here, this one's interesting, poorly understood cross-reactions in healthy humans. So, okay, you're healthy, you go take an HIV test, you cross-react, okay, we don't really know why. Pregnancy, this one is disgusting. They push the HIV test onto pregnant women, and they know that pregnancy is one of the major cross-reactions. Recent viral infection or exposure to viral vaccines. Don't get a vaccine, you might test positive. Rheumatoid arthritis. This one is even more absurd. Steven Johnson syndrome. Now that we were talking about the ARV drugs, these are black boxed drugs. Basically, they're black box drugs. They're the drugs that the FDA labels as the most deadly ones. And they can have side effects that could kill you. And one of the side effects is Steven Johnson syndrome, which is a disease, if you want to call it, or a medical condition only caused by chemical medications.
Yeah, your skin can literally fall off with that kind of thing. So, listen, you know, but the thing is, these folks on the other side will say, well, John, Liam, you're not being scientific. You're reading the peer-reviewed literature. You're reading the test insert. If that's not being scientific, maybe we'll figure this out after the break. Liam Sheff. John Strangis, we got you linked up in the show notes to John's YouTube channel. Very funny, the stuff he's got as well. We've got to take it with good humor because it's such a disaster on the pharmaceutical, medical, industrial, HIV, religious, cult front that we have to take it head on as we're doing today. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, it's a strange, strange world we live in. There are so-called scientists, pseudo-intellectuals, cult-goers to the Church of Biological Mysticism who accuse us of being unscientific and irresponsible and dangerous for pointing out the fact that if you are immune deficient, poisoning your body might not be the best way out of that mess. Just trying to put it to a basic litmus if you can. And those folks that kind of accuse us of being irresponsible, those we now call them death heads, according to Liam Schiff. And we've got John Strangis on as well. Super Don's made it sound good. Of course, Matt on the board if you'd like to call in at 866-939-BELL. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. What is a death head, Liam?
Well, there are people who want to kill you. They want to inject your children with poison. They want you to eat poison. If you argue with them, they want to kill you even more. If you agree with them, they pat you on the head and they give you drugs to kill you. So they're death heads. They tell you what they're doing is good for you. They use the word science, which they don't understand. Science is an interpretation of data. That's all it is. You know what? Those last two videos I made, Ask a Scientist and What is Science? I absolutely nailed these guys where they live, because they came out in their Little Lord Fauntleroy pants, and they came screaming and yelling, "Oh, you don't understand science!" They did exactly what I did in that video that people thought was irony.
Yes.
Was satire. "You don't understand science!" They did exactly that. Precisely what I demonstrated in the video. So, you know, they want to kill you, and they want you to take the drugs that kill you, or they just want to poison you. They want you to be in their church, as as John and you say, John Rapport and you say, biological mysticism. Hardly biological. Let's update a little. But petrochemical.
Pharmaceutical, pharmacological mysticism.
Can we just say petrochemical frickin' mysticism?
Yeah, yeah, it's well said. Hey, John, the things they used to use here in America, like AZT, or they say listening on UK Health Radio, AZT, have they not exported those things to India and Africa now, even though they acknowledge it killed most of the folks that were treated for so-called AIDS or HIV in the 90s here in America?
Yeah, they have, as a matter of fact. And I don't know if many people are aware of it. AZT was a pharmaceutical that was developed for chemotherapy, a cancer drug during the 60s, if I remember right. I don't remember the exact date. But the scientist who invented this, he shelved it practically because it killed all his lab rats. And he said it was too dangerous to be used in humans. And then they pull it out during the 80s and they give it to these HIV-infected people. And now, yeah, they're still using it in places like Africa and India. And even here, it's still being prescribed to people over here. I think retrovir is what they call it now. They just changed the name, but it's still AZT. And all the new drugs that they have, they're still based on AZT. They're just a lower dosage. They're still DNA-destroying drugs. And they couple them with protease inhibitors, which also destroy the gut flora. These drugs destroy the bone marrow, destroy the gut flora. They cause immunodeficiency, and they cause the same diseases that they labeled AIDS if you stop the drugs. They also have in them, a narcotic, an addictive narcotic. And people can look this up. There's some people in Africa, they smoke sativa pills. Sativa efavirenz is one of the components of that drug, atripla, I was talking about earlier. And they get high off of it, and it causes extreme withdrawal symptoms. It's like they put this stuff in it in the pills for you to get addicted on them. So then later, if you decide to stop the pills for whatever the reason, you get sick, and then you go back to the doctor and say, "Yeah," and he tells you, "Yeah, see, you stop the pills, or the virus is destroying your immune system." When in reality, it's the pills causing you the problems that you're having.
Yeah, that is an important point here. We've covered this over the years, that when you come off of these drugs because they're so addictive, it looks like you're manifesting what they call AIDS, and they say, "See, you need to stay on the drugs." It's pretty sneaky. Pretty diabolical, these death heads. And we'll call them out wherever they are. And this is what they've tried to do. They've attacked Liam recently in the documentary film House of Numbers. And we're putting the record out there so you hear it from us, because it must be said. And again, even in the new media, a lot of the new media has gotten this issue wrong because they bought the myth, the lie that HIV tests actually detect or test for HIV. Now, Anthony Fauci from the National...
I know we got to change, but not that they detect HIV, that they detect anything.
Anything, yeah.
I don't give them credit for the thing. I don't give them that credit. These tests don't test for any frickin' specific thing.
And they don't tell people either this. They're just giving you the test without informing you that these tests may cross-react, and also they don't...
No. Wait a minute. Not may. John, this is
will
what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
they
will.
They are cross reactions. That's all this test is. They're proteins that were synthesized out of cancer cells that Robert Gallo took out of 10 different guys. They made a consensus agreement. They decided your protein's too heavy, my protein's too light. We'll just meet in the middle. I swear to God,
right.
Just make agreements in their heads about what they think a protein should be. Not anything that they found. This is what I'm talking about. This is the level of insanity that goes on with these mothers, fathers, aunts, and uncles.
I want to hear the level of insanity directly from the National Institute.
Let's hear from Capo di Tutti Capo, Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, from the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIA, the head of that. Clip one, Fauci.
I strongly believe that despite the extraordinary progress that we have made in treatments and prevention of HIV, that if we want to have a true, durable ending of the HIV/AIDS pandemic, that we will need a vaccine.
Explain to me how you can get a vaccine that would stimulate an antibody for that which they say they can only detect, even though we've debunked that as well, if I could say it that way. I'm just scratching my head here and going, wait a second. How would they tell the difference between a positive HIV test from the vaccine or whether they claimed it was... It's crazy.
You're right.
Keep it rolling just for a second. You're right. That's why there's no vaccine, because it's fake. The whole science of it is bad. But I just get to that middle bit. He says something that I just want everyone to hear the guy in charge tell you that you're a witch. He's telling you that you're possessed by a devil and only they can tell.
Yeah, I think we're going to actually link it to clip number four, Matt. Tell me when you have clip four ready, and we're going to run into that, because this goes to the heart of what Liam referenced as well. How many people are around the world running around with a deadly infection that they have no clue about? Go ahead and run clip four.
But if you look at the reality of the situation, what we call the care continuum, in the United States, for example, 16 to 18% of the infected people, the 1.1 million infected people, don't know that they're infected. And more than 50% of new infections come from someone who does not know that he or she is infected and transmits it to an uninfected individual. And yet,
okay,
even people who know they're infected, a relatively small percentage of them are on therapy, continuously on therapy, and have dropped their viral load to the point that they won't infect anyone else.
Right, pause.
Yes.
Pause. Okay. All right. This is mental freaking illness. This man is mentally ill and psychotic. Either he is that, or he is lying, or both. Here's why. Half of the people in the world with this, okay, the population of the United States, he said, what, 16 million, something like that, million people. In other words, the percentage of people in the country that are spreading a deadly sexually transmitted disease is less than 1% of the population. And wait a sec, less than 1%. Now, the rate of HPV infection, which doesn't cause HPV, by the way, is somewhere between 50 and 80%. And you're saying that the plague pandemic is less than 1%. Okay. There are two letters I'm thinking of. One is F and one is U. I don't know who buys that, but that's crap. Part B, you have a deadly STD and you don't know it for 10, 20, 30 years until, does this not sound like the medieval church? You might be a witch. Only we can tell you you're a witch. We know how to tell you you're a witch. Now, don't argue with us, because if you argue with us, you're a witch.
If you float, you're a witch. If you drown, sorry, you weren't. You're
dead.
You
must have been a witch if you drowned.
You must have been. Listen, it gets even weirder. If you can play Fauci's clip number six, we talk again about the vaccine, and it gets even stranger the way he describes the vaccine. Run clip six.
But given the real world we live in, if you want to have a durable end to the AIDS pandemic, I feel strongly that we will need at least a moderately effective anti-HIV vaccine.
What? What is that?
I want a moderately effective vaccine against something that doesn't work, that the tests don't have for. The real world that we live in, okay, we want to, here's what he's saying. We've been under attack for our lives for 20 years, and people are beginning to understand that the test is the weak link, the test doesn't work, and we're afraid. We've lost in court 50-something times. The HIV test has been essentially thrown out as a reason to send anybody to jail 50-something times in court in the last 4 years or so, with the OMSJ doing that rigorous work of just going into court and saying, this test doesn't test for anything specific, and everybody reading the material and going, yeah, I guess it doesn't. All right. Now we need to stop this. We need to sell people something so that we can stop selling people on the idea that sex equals death, because nobody wants to hear that anymore, because nobody believes that anymore. We need to stop, you know, we need to stop all this. So let's just sell a vaccine. We got to sell a vaccine. So send money to care of Anthony Fauci, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You know what I'm saying? Just keep sending the cash. Mm-hmm. And it only has to be moderately effective, Robert. Only a little.
Well, I just want to get to the scientific basis for moderately effective. We want effectivity, but only moderately. How do they measure that? Well, I mean, that's one of their gurus, and they're claiming that we're not scientific. What is that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Same Jesus.
John, man, well, listen, we're almost at a break here. We're going to be wrapping up soon. But, John, as you hear this kind of thing from Anthony Fauci, having your history, you got to be scratching your head as well. These are the guys that are considered the experts.
Yeah. Scratching my head, I'm more like banging my head against the wall. It's ridiculous. Like, I read off that list right here, vaccines themselves, they cross-react, and it's obvious because, I mean, they create an antibody response. So just like you said, if there's a vaccine for HIV, it's going to create an antibody response. So how are you going to differentiate between the people who are infected with your virus and not? It doesn't make any sense. The guy is nuts.
He's nuts.
A criminal.
You're right. Well, we're talking sanity in the realm of immune deficiency. We know the real causes of them, and they're largely petrochemical, the very treatments for immune deficiency from the eggheads at NIAID, NIH, and the so-called quack busters out there. They can bust their own quacks with the drugs they want everybody else to take, but not here.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health there for. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Hey, thanks again to Mike Adams for cranking it up again on the food front, making sure we can reduce those heavy metals and other things. David Peterson, who's going to be joining me at my event tomorrow in Eustis at the Windhorse Theater. He's a body worker doing some amazing things. Tune-ups. Body tune-ups. Liam Sheff now, John Strangis, of course, Super Don. What in the heck did we just cover with Fauci? That is so wild. I mean, he's a death head. You're right, but it should be embarrassing to these people. But are they sociopaths that they have no conscience whatsoever?
I don't know. I don't care. They're death heads, and I don't care about them. I care about the people on my side of the fence. I don't care about Miles Power and Brian Deer and John P. Moore who pulls the strings. I care about people on my side of the fence, and people on my side of the fence come in all stripes and creeds and colors, and they don't want to be killed. By the medical establishment that doesn't care about their will or freedom. The medical establishment doesn't care about the scientific literature. It doesn't practice the precautionary principle. It doesn't care about the very bits of data that it accrues. It wants to put a poisonous drug on the market and then needs 20 or 30 years to test that very dangerous drug like they're now doing with AZT, which was a criminal drug in 1987. They're doing it in India now, in India. So all of these pregnant Indian women now have to die or have their children die or be incredibly sick for a long time and maybe get cancer later, probably, from this DNA, altering drug. So yeah. Am I against that? Sure, I'm against it. Here's what I'm for. You live your life. Sex is good for you. Stop listening to them. If you have chlamydia or gonorrhea or something, figure it out. Fix it. Use Sovereign Silver. Use Silver Hydrosol. Figure it out. I'm not worried. I know I understand what you were saying, Robert, and they are, but I don't care. And I know you know what I mean. Right. I'm on my side. I'm on my side of the fence.
Yeah. Well, we talked about the term moderately effective, at least moderately effective of a vaccine. There are other strange terms that side of the fence that we don't care much for, will say AIDS denialist, which is another bizarre statement because none of us have ever said there's no such thing as immune deficiency and immune collapse. We are just very clear about what we know the cause to be and not this non-specific cross-reactive antibody test, which in fact is the cause of HIV. The test is
I'm
the cause of HIV.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm an AIDS realist, Robert. You can get AIDS any way you want to. You can acquire immune deficiency any way you want to. And I made a 90-second video, a 100-second video that explains it, a minute and 40 seconds of your time to explain what happened and how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's also why I tell people to, read about this, learn about this before you go take an HIV test. Because for me, when I tested positive, I went on PAWS magazine and everything and started asking questions over there because they give you the magazine, that's the place you want to go for support and stuff. Then when I discover the dissident literature, I ask a few questions, I get banned, I get treated like garbage, called a denialist, which is a term that they use to dehumanize you, so later they can, I don't know, if you die, they can point the finger, say you died of AIDS, and use your death for their propaganda pushing and everything. And then death threats, it's disgusting. It's like the Twilight Zone, seriously. I start calling these people collaborators myself. Since they want to dehumanize me by calling me a denialist, let's go both ways.
Right. Well, listen, there's going to be more discussion of this. Liam, you're going to be on Nick Brannigan's show right after this, right on Natural News Radio.
Natural News Radio with Nick Brannigan.
Yep, and your show's starting up somewhere mid-February, in a couple of weeks?
Mid-February. It's not on Natural. It's on 180radio.com. It's a new network. It's a very fun show. It's not about this. It's about sex, about drugs. You know what I mean.
And permaculture.
And it's about permaculture.
Excellent, excellent. And, John, we've got your YouTube channel linked in. You're doing some great work out there and making everybody aware, and your willingness to share your story is very – we have gratitude for that. I appreciate you addressing it with good humor as well.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me on and everything. And I will be continuing to making videos to inform the public on this issue and doing the best I can to bring it out.
Beautiful. Well, we've got the video of the opening of second hour with Liam and I discussing this. It's linked up in the YouTube at RS Bell Media channel. Also, Liam will post it there as well. We do the RSB 180s when we have time after the show. I'll be at the Windhorse Theater tomorrow. I hope you'll be there. Paul Baratier, our good friend, will be there with the Echo Ionizing Machine. You could try that out. And the end of February, February 28th and March 1st, Ty Bollinger and I will be together again with Better Way Health up in Atlanta, Austell, Georgia. And so it's going to be a rocket. Super Don, man. Thanks for those clips again. That was great. Thank you to Mike Adams once again. Thank you to Matt. And we'll be back with the Healing Revolution tomorrow, plus Nick Gonzalez. Nick Gonzalez. Somebody asked him what he thinks about the number of the beast. Well, we talk about all kinds of cool stuff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam, my friend, thank you. John, thank you as well.
Hey, buddy.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Robert.
All right, check it out. Nick Brannigan's up next on Natural News Radio. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. They're linked up in the show notes. We're going to keep rocking the health world because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.